Well,
fuck, I don't eat at the dome. I eat before the dome. I eat after the dome. I don't eat in the dome.
Well, I understand you don't want to spend any money on the team. I understand that's why, you know, I understand that. That you don't want to put in the effort. I get it.
I still spent more money than you today at the game because I bought three beers. I bought three beers. I spent more money than you.
If you're drinking, well, you know that you're my friend. And I say, I think I'll have myself a beer.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating is I guess it's a 1/2. It was higher earlier, obviously, but I think come down a bit since the game. We're
clearly
now at 9 o'clock as a post-game instant reaction kind of show, and just like that, the Saints are starting to look like they've turned things around. 10-6 might be realistic.
All right. Calm down. Everybody calm down.
Well, all right, the offense is
rolling. We're all happy about the game.
All right, the offense is rolling. The defense played their hearts out. I wonder how many people were chanting Super Bowl on the way out of the game.
No one.
And Sean Payton has a kicker that he can rely on, sort of. The Panthers have been all but knocked out of relevancy, while the Saints, with just 2 wins, are back in the hunt, right?
We're only one game behind Atlanta.
Right? So, yeah, like I said, we're recording tonight, Sunday, for an instant reaction kind of show. And also because we do have a road trip coming up that's going to be... We're going to Periscope. We're going to talk about that later, too. But for now, put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'll go with a 2. I was a little more earlier.
What was it when you said you wanted to do a show?
No, it was probably about a 1 or a 2. I mean, it was the same level. I just figured with us leaving on Thursday and Friday,
knock it out.
May wanted to get it out. And the fact that all of our pick-ems were done, that was the biggest thing.
All right, Damon, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Thank you. 0.
Really? Well, did you have a number during the game?
No.
All right, with that, we'll get into what we've all been, why we're here, the game recap. What's the story of the game? Did the Saints nearly lose a 21-0 lead, or did the Saints actually do what it took to hold on to a victory?
I said this in the second quarter. I said it to Doug, who goes to the game with me. I said, you know, 3 years ago, if we had a 21-point lead on anybody, the game was over. I wouldn't worry. But even with a 21-point lead, I knew the game wasn't over. You know, I told him, I said, we still have to score 45 to win. And obviously we didn't have to get that high, but.
Well, I mean, it also didn't help. I mean, they had 3 pass interference calls in the end zone that got them the ball at the 2-yard line. So they had 3 of their touchdowns.
Right.
Pass interference calls in the end zone, which.
Well, that's.
That, I mean, the big thing with that one against Vaccaro was just total bullshit.
That was bullshit. The other two were correct.
Yeah, the other two were legit, but the one that was bullshit, that is right. Allowed them back into the game.
Makes you wonder, we'll talk about the Vaccaro one in a second, but it does make you wonder if the Saints' defense, because of the situation they're in, are taking that Seattle mentality that's just, you know what, play rough.
No,
because we can't get away with it like Seattle does. They don't get away with it again today.
Well, no, obviously that's the case, but it doesn't mean that they didn't try it.
I don't feel that way.
We're playing backups of backups.
Right. And they're looking...
But I liked them.
Yeah, right. They're the positive.
Those, you know, like without the... I mean, think of the 3 penalties that gave them the ball at the 2-yard line. That's 3 touchdowns right there.
So we really played... I mean, aside from the penalties, I mean, we dominated this game.
No, we really... The offense looked, I mean, incredible. Our offense... This is the best offense we've had since 2011.
Yeah.
So, would y'all agree with that?
Yes.
You know?
We are...
Right.
Even losing the offensive lineman that we've lost.
Right. The offense... Come on, at the beginning... 6 weeks ago, we were, oh, the offensive line is going to suck. Oh, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And, dude, offensive line doing their job.
Now, yeah, when Pete went out, I'm sitting here like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, about the same thing. I mean, I wasn't happy about it. But.
And it was the guy that replaced him, the one who did the false start, followed by the ineligible receiver downfield.
Yes. Yeah, he kind of hurt us.
Right.
He kind of. I
don't want to dwell on the negative, but.
Well, no. Well, it's not the negative, positive. I mean, it's what happened. Okay, you know, it's what happened. But right, you know, he shouldn't be a starter anyway, so you can't really blame him. I mean, you said, well, you don't want to dwell on the negative. Look, with the great win, but there's still things we need to clean up. One of them being still special fucking teams.
Yeah.
The
we
first
also had a beautiful punt return.
Yes, we did by Lasco.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess two things that bother me with special teams. A, the when to and when not to fair catch a ball seemed incredibly that they made the wrong decisions at wrong time. They did exactly what you shouldn't do, you know. They were fair catching the ball inside the 10. And also, and I've bitched about this for fuck, I think a year. The whole kicking to the, you know, to the 1 yard inside the end zone, or
right,
kicking out the back of the end. I'm so fucking tired.
What's has the leg? Fucking just kick it deep.
Thank you.
What's has the leg? Kick it deep.
Right. One time, the very first kickoff after we went and, you know, we got the ball and scored, we kicked it, you know, right at the goal line, and the guy returned it, and we stopped him at the 14. Okay? So every other time they tried to do that, of course, Carolina got past the 25 where the ball would have come out to, you know, got it to the 40, to the 30, you know. Really, if you look at it, and tell me, Jason, you were there, Jeff, you watched it. I mean, it felt like our starting, you know, possession on the field was inside the 10, and theirs were at the 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we did not win the battle of, you know, the battle of field position.
No, not at all.
Thank God for Cooks.
Thank God for our offense. Not just Cooks.
But Cook, how fast? That's some bitch is fast.
I mean, and if he would, if Breeze wouldn't have overthrown him on that other play, that'd have been another touchdown.
That's, I mean, that's the thing. You know, you get him the ball out there, like, nobody's going to catch him. He's the fastest guy on the field.
He is.
Yeah, as the play happened and he caught it, I'm like, all right, nobody's catching him. Nobody's catching him. Mike Cook's boner is way up.
But tell me, doesn't he remind you of Darren Sproles? As far as definitely, you know, when Darren Sproles and Cooks, when they hit that high gear, they're so much faster than everybody on the field. It's amazing to see.
Oh, that
and maybe you just have to be in the stadium to really get an appreciation for it. I don't know. Well,
the NFL tweeted that some dude, I don't even know who, was like the fastest guy. You know, nobody matches the speed of whoever this schmuck face is. And I ended up, I replied to it. Saying, like, maybe Brandon Cooks is, you know, could. Yeah. I mean, he's got to be one of the fastest guys in the NFL.
I mean, he is. He was the fastest guy at the combine when we drafted him.
Right.
I mean, he runs a sub-4.440. He is one of the fastest guys in the league.
And if Breeze hits him in stride, he gone.
Yeah,
gone.
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
He
right. Nobody is going to catch him.
Right. But again, he has it all. It seems like he runs his route great. That, I can't really tell. But he has a hands. You know, he catches what Breeze is throwing to him. He doesn't look awkward catching it. It's you, my God, you gotta finally we hit on the draft pick.
It's the only one.
You know, no, all of our wide receivers. I mean, tell me one you don't like.
Oh, that's true. Michael Thomas, loving the reliability of his hands. And hey, real quick, I'm gonna go ahead and say Fleener is out of the doghouse.
Oh, 100%.
Cleaner, exactly. You have totally redeemed yourself.
Right. Okay. All right. We have to talk about that play.
Which one?
the Fleener touchdown.
Which one?
The last.
What?
Flanders.
What? What is it?
Game's out there. Made you look.
The last Fleener. No, well, he ran one in.
That's right.
And then, but the last touchdown that he caught. That ball wasn't meant for him.
No.
That ball going to Snead.
And Snead would not have caught it because Snead was falling down or getting hit.
Well, he was getting hit. If you watch the replay, because they kept shooting the dome, Breeze threw it Fleener, I mean, Sneed went to he put his arms out to get the ball.
I think I don't think Fleener ran a wrong route.
I think so too. Sean Payton said that in his press conference that they asked him about the play. He goes, "Yeah, somebody didn't look right there to me either." He goes, "Somebody was a little off their route."
Hey, but you know what? It fucking worked though.
Yeah. Oh, it was the greatest because
street the rules, line huh?
Because the linebackers and a cornerback went towards Sneed
because he was the guy that you know.
That's what it was for. And Fleener just said, "I can catch that."
What I'd like to know is if Sean Payton's at home right now drawing that play up, like we're gonna keep running this one.
No, it was great.
And then I love the touchdown play with the rushing touchdown play where they gave it to
the jet sweep. No,
yeah. Somehow we can do a jet sweep with a fucking tight end.
How can we do it? I mean, I hate that play. That play never wins. And
It did today. And then the defense got on Cam Newton. I mean, they got on him. How many sacks did we have today? Was it two or three?
At least two.
We had a couple. But it seemed like they definitely got a lot of pressure on him.
Right.
Yeah. And how he played.
That I was watching the Jumbotron and saw what I thought was Ed Abali, and I said, it can't be right. It must be, you know. So what did that make us? Like, you know, we're like 8-0 whenever he plays? Or, you know?
He's the missing link. Now, Laurinaitis dressed out, but did y'all notice if he ever actually got on the field? Because I don't think he did.
I didn't notice it.
Interesting.
I didn't notice. So, the crowd was there. Now, one thing I noticed today, Cam Newton did not run very often.
No, he did not.
I wonder that, you know, but that by, you know, the coaches told him not telling him not to because he's just coming off a concussion protocol.
I mean, you got to think so, right?
I guess.
I mean, look, one he runs and he takes one shot and then just he's out again.
Yeah, maybe
he's out for a while. So, I think that definitely played into it.
But did you notice he is a whiny bitch?
Oh, he got hit while he was out, you know, running towards the sideline, and he ended up getting hit. And I think the guy he threw it to got hit, and everything. I mean, the Saints were hitting, and he looked at the ref like, "Oh, you know, you're not going to call nothing or whatever." And even the announcers are like, "No, that's a clean hit, buddy." You know. Like, nothing illegal about that.
And then he also had his press conference after he took two questions and then just walked off.
Oh, I love it.
Press conference, yeah.
I'm so happy because after they scored the touchdown, their last touchdown, bless you.
Thank you. I tried to hide it.
You didn't do a good job of it.
Sorry.
They scored the last touchdown. He ran and taunted the fans. Okay, he was running with his arms open and looking at he was celebrating. He was so happy. He ran to the sideline, and him and some asshole on the sideline did the fadeaway basketball, shot, and he's hugging them, and they're like, "Oh, they so happy, they so happy." And then at the press conference, he ain't having fun no more. He ain't having fun. Kimmy having fun. I just want to have fun. You're the biggest fucking arrogant, cocky child in the NFL. This is why people enjoy watching you fail, Cam Newton. This is why people dislike you. Unless you play for the fucking the panties or pull for the panties, everyone hates you because you are cocky. That's why we loved watching Denver beat your ass last year in the fucking Super Bowl.
And why we love you being 1-5 right now.
That's the best part about today, was that they are now 1-5.
That's it. Well, you know, there is a person on their message board called
Black Panther 24?
No.
42?
Well, no. Called Fuck the Buccaneers. And he says that Tampa Bay, that Carolina is going to go 11-5. So.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, have fun with that, boys.
Can't wait till he's wrong next week.
I don't know. Fuck them. Their season's over. It was on life support at 1-4.
How
possibly?
So
1-5 is done.
So how how impressed were you by Nate Stupar? I don't know if y'all noticed being in the game or not.
He played a lot. I didn't
but
notice much
other
than that.
He was the one who laid out motherfuckers all day. I mean, it's like he had a fucking contract on taking somebody. I think Greg Williams might have put him in the bounty hunt.
Well, I mean, like, that's interesting. I know there's a lot of talk this week, but he got all the snaps over Anthony.
I mean, he played lights out today. I gotta say, okay. Game ball on defense might have to go to him.
Really?
Our defense, okay, gave up 36 points, 38 points.
38 points, but three of those were, here's the ball at the 2-yard line after a pass.
Right, oh, no doubt. I agree. Those pass interference calls, I'll say two things on the reverse wide receiver throw.
Yeah.
I don't know the cornerback that they called it on. I don't know who it was. And the thing is with that, the cornerback, by the time he realized what was going on, he turned around and was heading toward the wide receiver. He didn't realize how much time he really had, and he got there early. That's how it seemed from my vantage point, that he was just hoping that he would time it right with the ball. But they were slow on getting the ball
there.
Yeah,
obviously it didn't work out.
Now remind me of the Vaccaro play, because I know.
So it was a fourth down play. It was a huge play. They go to Olsen, and Vaccaro turns around and plays it. I mean, good as you can play it. I mean, there's no way that should have been called.
Announcers were saying the same thing. I mean,
I'm glad they said it wasn't good.
I don't think they brought Mike Pereira to say anything about it, because, of course, the NFL's not going to let him say something's wrong. But the announcers sure came on and were like, that's right. Probably not.
The worst part about it was the one guy threw the flag, and then the other guy threw the flag. Like, wait, both of y'all saw a bullshit?
Oh, that's
funny. Oh, yeah. There were three or four flags thrown. Yep, 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 yep. You're right. That was on the opposite side of where we are, right, Jason? That happened on the opposite end zone.
Well, speaking of the refs, I will say, you know how, and this is a little outside of game recap, and this is just general NFL talk, how the ratings are down. I thought about that today. I'm like, you know what? Based on the Thursday night game and all the other games that I have watched this year, and not as many as usual, and then again today with the Saints game, I'm sitting here thinking, unless you have a vested interest in the game, you're not going to have the patience to sit there and watch at least the last couple of minutes of a game, or especially unless it's like, I don't know, the way that they're using technology to quote get it right, and that's kind of like the double-edged sword. You want it to be the right call, but fuck, man, it's like we're reviewing everything and it slows the game down to the point to where it's almost unwatchable unless you have a stake in it.
Our game today was 3 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah, even the Saints game today, I'm like, good fucking god, they're gonna review every fucking play.
Look, and I remember there was some play that happened late in the game. And I remember, like, the play happened, and then maybe they reviewed something.
Wasn't there a Panthers touchdown that got called?
Or it was a quick something. It was a quick something. I'm like, okay, with. You know, like, the play is going to – and then all of a sudden, like, they actually went to a fucking commercial. I'm just like, why the fuck did they go to – you didn't need to go to commercial right now. The dude with his fucking pink gloves comes out. And it didn't need to happen. I'm like, why the fuck did y'all just go to commercial? That was so unnecessary.
Most companies strive to make their products better. But at Apple, we pride ourselves on thinking different. That's why with the iPhone 7, we've done something that at first seems counterintuitive, and then is. We've made it worse.
We removed the headphone jack. And that's all. That's the newness right there. It's just the lack of a thing that was there, and now it's not. It's gone. It's not there anymore. Ta-da!
Once we conceived of this exciting new update, down date, it was so beautiful in the way that it allowed me to go home at 2 p.m.
It's all about simplicity. Everything will run through one port. Now, you might be asking yourself, what if I want to charge my phone while listening to music shit.
Apple has always pioneered sleek, beautiful design, which is why you will fucking hate the literal parade of dongles you need to plug it into anything as or more complicated than a donut.
Oh, you could just go buy a pair of Bluetooth headphones. There you go. Problem solved. And if you normally use your headphone jack to plug into your car, then fuck! Fuck! Fuck, you're fucked! Then you're fucked, and then I'm fucked, and then I'm fucked because you're fucked.
The iPhone 7.
Wait, they're already going to have a 3.5 hour game. You didn't need this extra fucking commercial.
Right. Well, again, these commercials, you score a touchdown, right? You go to commercial, you score a touchdown, kick an extra point, you go to commercial, come back, kick off, go to another commercial.
Oh, yeah. I grilled a whole half a chicken in the after a touchdown before the. At least I flipped my chicken. No.
But you're right. It's not the protest. It's not, bad ball. It's still, you're fucking the game up with the officiating. Now, look, I don't know. Look, three years ago, and we all were guilty of this, of bitching when they weren't calling the flags on Seattle. Right? We all bitched about it, you know, yep. So we can't, I mean.
The problem is now they're calling on everybody else, and they're still not calling them on Seattle. If you saw that play today, they're still not calling.
Oh, yeah, that very last play.
They're still not calling on Seattle. Right. Yeah. Fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin was pissed over on the Atlanta sideline.
Yes, he was.
But, look, I mean, like, the Thursday night, like, that's just bad football. And the problem is they toss out these teams on Thursday. They're not ready to play. No, they toss them out here. It's bad football, and that dilutes your product. That's a bad product that you put out on the field. Once a week, every week.
But again,
all because they won another night of the TV contract.
They've been good games. I watched the last.
It's bad football. It's bad football.
It's close games.
The games may be close, but both teams it's bad football.
I don't know. I mean, I think I watched bad football. I mean, what qualifies it as
bad football? Three times.
It's bad football because like guys are hurt. Guys aren't ready. You have two days to game plan. Instead of your normal whole week, like it shows up. It's different.
It is.
It's just.
It makes
it's
sense.
Just, it's not. It's not good football. But ever since Bountygate, I hate the fucking league. All their decisions are stupid. I love the Saints. I am not watching the rest of the NFL. Not nearly
well,
as they used to.
Bountygate, Deflategate, punching the elevator gate. Right. Beat your kid with a stick gate. Choke your girlfriend gate.
Fleecing taxpayers.
I think the NFL, though, it shouldn't be gates. They shouldn't be gates. They should be fences because you've got bounty fence, punching in the elevator fence, this fence, defense.
Defense, yeah.
Offense.
Yeah. They should be fences, but, not gates.
But I think, Jason, I mean, I think you're right. Obviously, we take bounty gate out of all of these. I feel that one that has not been properly. What the word I'm looking for?
I guess people reverse their tune and realize we got hosed.
Right, you know, but you're right. All of these controversies, this bullshit, yeah, that has hurt the league. And to me, that's only one man. And I know the thing is, Roger Goodell, you know, he's just taking, you know, the arrows for the owners, you know, but he's doing exactly what they want him to do. But I don't think so.
I mean the
Ray Rice thing. I don't think they wanted him to fuck that up.
And yet he fucks it up. Okay.
But maybe you could say, okay, no, they didn't want him to fuck it up, but you don't want to take a superstar, which Ray Rice was at
the
time.
I wouldn't call him a superstar, but the whole Deflategate, they really fucked over Tom Brady, who was arguably the best quarterback ever.
Well, and right now definitely the best quarterback in the league. Arguably against Drew Brees, I think Brees is better, but definitely one of the bigger names in the league. Not since you had Peyton Manning retire this year. So you're right. I mean, do you think the owners? I don't think they wanted Deflategate to happen.
No.
Or to go like it did, you know. But it's Roger Goodell and his just like Bountygate.
Well, I think the Jets owner might have wanted the suspension.
The Bills, but but again, it's just bad move after bad move. And when is there going to be a game in China or a game in Mexico City?
Don't even get me started.
There's going to be a game in Mexico City. I'm pretty sure that's something they
do this year. I mean, I think they've done it before. I remember Dallas played there before.
Right, interrupt on this game, because I'm and it's my fault. Oh, I got y'all on the sidetrack, but let me steer the car back on the road.
Yeah, no doubt.
And that's topical because we have a road trip coming up, but go ahead.
But I know we're all happy we won.
Real quick, all right, before you go, where I think you might say, but I will say that being up 21-0, I felt like, I think the original point you made, Damon, I was having the same thought, like, holy shit, like 21-0, at this point the defense is going to be stellar because we've pretty much forced the Panthers into a predictable situation, so now the defense is going to really shine, and it felt like, quote, vintage Peyton, you know, Sean Peyton game, where if Saints go up 21-0, there's no fucking way anybody's going to beat them with this offense, and then the defense just can play mediocre, and it'll be fine. And then it was really, I think, what we've just talked about. The story of the game is that if not for the pass interference calls, this is a blowout. We destroyed the Panthers today. We really did. And I'm thinking the defense, I'm liking what they – and the announcers were talking about an adjustment that the Saints made to the defense over the bye week, that we actually are changing our defensive approach, maybe based on the situation that they're – you know, the hand they've been dealt with, the injuries and whatnot. But I don't – I'm cautiously optimistic about the rest of this season. That's what this game did for me.
I agree. I love the pressure that I felt that we were getting on Cam Newton.
And one of those sacks was a coverage sack, by the way.
Okay.
Just saying. I mean, with your secondary coming off the street.
That's great.
To get a coverage sack.
Toward the end of the game, when, you know, with the 10 seconds left, the two plays they ran, we rushed three, still got pressure. Cam Newton was Cam Jordan was all over Cam Newton. So
Cam on Cam Prime.
I mean, so yeah, obviously disappointing to have them come back from a 21-point lead, you know, or them come back from a 21-point deficit. But yeah, I'm an idiot. I do kind of feel this is a young defense, and there's good things in the future. Okay, I mean, that's how I honestly feel. Y'all can tell me what
the defense did a pretty decent job considering the injuries we've got and the couple of bullshit penalties.
Right. And don't we get Rankins back next week?
He's going to practice next week, but he probably won't be back for another, like, week or two after that.
Ugh.
But at least he'll be back practicing.
Well, that makes sense.
At least that's a good thing.
When does Bro come back?
Probably another week after that, maybe.
Okay.
So again, those are two huge parts.
Yeah,
yeah, big time.
Oh, your defense.
10-6, baby. 10-6.
Big time. Big time. Yep.
All right, let's move into looking at tweets. All right, most of the tweets that we got over the day and the week were during the game stuff. I'm going to read one real quick that came after the game. This one's coming from Whore Islander, and it's about Jairus Byrd. Remember that Jairus fucking Byrd is back to return punts at times? We've got Murphy, Lasko, Cadet, Lewis. For what?
A fair catch. I mean, they put him back there, two fair catch, and that's it. Because he had an easy 10 or 15 yards to run on his punt.
Yeah.
He just caught it. That's poor.
So you think that they told him fair catch it, we don't want you making any decisions?
Well, no. I just think if he's in there to catch it, he ain't returning it. He is strictly in there to fair catch it. That's it.
Well, but that's what happened today. You're right.
Right. Because there's no reason why he didn't return it. I mean, he had an easy 10 yards with nobody there.
Yeah.
Easy. And then the next time, we put fucking Tommy Lee back there, which is what we should have had. I mean,
right?
You know, like, that's the problem. Like, I get it if you're...
Why are we rotating guys to return punts?
Because our special team sucks, because we have Greg McMahon as our special teams coach.
That is true.
All right.
That's why. I mean, nothing makes sense.
All right. Next tweet comes from, this is Saints Fan UK, and... a little bit of a backstory on him. He had sent us a direct message on Facebook and then is tweeting as well. The tweet is, yes, great result. Can't believe the next time the Saints play in the Dome, I will be there. So he's from the UK. Okay. He's coming to New Orleans for his first Saints game. He had sent us a message asking us, and I don't think we ever really talked about it on the podcast, but now we need to because he's coming. And he was just kind of asking, what should he do? He's coming to New Orleans for the first time in his life, and he's going to his first Saints game, and he's excited about it. What is he going to do? Does anybody want to meet up with him?
Sure. I'll meet up with him on the game. I guess that's a Seattle game.
I guess so, yeah, because it ain't going to be Kansas City.
No, but Seattle's going to be a Sunday night game. So we got all day Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, hang out.
We've met near.
Yeah.
So what would you recommend he do, though, if he's getting there, you know, Friday or Saturday?
Go to the Palace. Watch a movie at the Palace.
Okay, He's joking.
Don't do that. I would say definitely go to Giacomo's for dinner one night.
That's gonna really be your main thing is eating.
Right. Eat as much.
There's
as
so
you
many
can.
Good restaurants. I mean, we'll go through a quick. Okay, you just said Giacomo's. I would suggest going to Drago's and having some charbroiled oysters.
Yeah.
Get for the Poitras, you know. Obviously, you're gonna hang around in the French Quarter. You're gonna hang
it's
around.
It's beignets one morning.
Beignets Cafe du Monde.
Or afternoon or night, you know, it doesn't matter.
If anyone asks you where you got your shoes,
don't answer them.
Don't answer them. Could you have your shoes in New Orleans? That's the trick. I don't know if they still do
or
that.
Or on your feet. On your feet.
Right. I haven't been asked that in a while. To go to Giacomo, take the streetcar, catch it on the canal and ride it all the way.
Yeah, go all the way down Carrollton. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Hop off at Oak and just walk down there.
Yeah, you get to see the St. Charles Avenue. That's nice. Jeff, what would you say? You've lived here.
I love Oak Street and everything that it has. Just go down Oak Street and spend some time there. Like, I think the thing is, everybody that comes down, you're gonna be driven towards Bourbon Street. But I would say
I would say avoid it.
Bourbon Street itself, you have to walk down it just to see what it is. You know,
yeah, if this is first, but it's true.
Yeah, I mean, you have to walk down to see what it is. A bunch of strip clubs. To me, it was great when I was 18, 19 years old and, you know, an idiot.
Right. If you want culture.
Right. Go to the Marigny, Frenchman Street.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of brew pubs that have popped up here recently, so like, you know, find a good brew pub and just go and hang out for an afternoon. I mean, especially if LSU's playing that Saturday, go somewhere and at a bar and just go to somewhere and watch the LSU game with some LSU.
Fulton Street or something?
Yeah, it's a little.
That's touristy.
Yeah,
that's right there by the casino.
Go have a drink at the Roosevelt in the Sazerac at the Roosevelt.
Yeah.
A little pricey. Right,
good idea, yeah.
But that's a historical hotel.
Right. And
that's
something
where Huey P. Long got shot at, right? The bullet hole is still in the wall.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
It's true. Every time I go there, I got to go look for the bullet hole.
Okay.
Where he got shot at. That's not where he got shot.
Right.
He got shot at State Capitol in Baton Rouge. Right. Look, there's plantations if you want to. I would suggest, if you're into history, you know, you can do that in the River Parishes.
You know where you should go? To the Andouille capital of the world and get you some Andouille.
Oh, speaking of, Damon, don't forget to bring in some Andouille Thursday.
Yeah, you know what? I had forgotten. Jeff, remind me Wednesday.
Oh, I will. I'm going to remind you for the next Saturday for the next 5 days.
No, seriously, do, because I had forgotten.
Yeah.
It's great because this was the weekend of the Andouille Festival. I worked it yesterday.
Ah.
I had an Andouille corn dog, some Andouille hush puppies.
Ooh, Andouille corn dog. Sounds good.
Yeah, it was tasty.
But anyway, Saints fan UK, look, there, New Orleans is a unique city, one of the great cities in the world. There's so much to do, again, from partying on Bourbon to the history of the Vieux Carré, the French Quarter. Down St. Charles, in the River Parishes, to a great museum, the World War II National Museum. I don't know if, you know, you being from the United Kingdom, but have the National
Museum. Right side of it.
Right, you know, I mean, that is so much fun.
Lefties of German descent.
Right. Again, walk around just in the warehouse district is nice. It's and you come in a good time. The weather is not oppressively hot.
And go ahead.
It's still hot.
Tweet at Jason when you're there, and if y'all have a chance to meet up at Champion Square or somewhere while you're tailgating for the game, then say hi. All right. So then next tweet comes from Life of Ty.
This I knew it was Life of Ty.
I just love saying Life of Ty.
I know you do.
Life
of I know Ty. You.
Right. It's so Ty. this one came during the game. When's the last time we had a pass interference call go our way where we got the ball put on the 1 yard line? Seems like it's been years.
Definitely been. It's been a while.
At least we had one review go our way with the we had two reviews go our way.
Actually, yeah, so, Peyton had two challenges and they both
right.
Yeah.
They, you know, the
touchdown
one was the touchdown that they initially didn't call a touchdown, which was so fucking obvious to me, but anyway. Mm-hmm. And then the long pass and I think the Carolina's second possession, there was a long pass.
Yeah, there wasn't even close to being a catch.
Right, right. I mean, if you look at those two fucking plays, I don't know. I don't know how you miss those calls.
Well, you do.
They missed a lot today
when the NFL is trying to make the Panthers win.
Right, so I don't know when we had a pass interference call go away, but those went our way today, so that was that was nice.
All right, then I just got to at least mention Brandon Guidry. He was tweeting all day today, and the one I'll at least highlight was with the pass to Hill, Breeze has over 50,000 yards passing as a Saint, and I think he's only the announcers talked about it, maybe the fourth or fifth quarterback to do that in NFL history.
Yeah, it's like Marino
with one team.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
50,000 yards passing with one team.
With pretty one strong. Team, okay, that is pretty strong. It has to be Brady, Manning, Favre. Marino, Favre, and Breeze. Yeah, that would make sense. Those are the five, I'd guess, right?
Although, I mean, I guess Brady probably would have that. Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't play with one team. You don't think Brady has 50,000 yards in 16 years or 15 years?
Yeah, no, he's probably.
All right, and that's going to wrap up a look at him tweets. From here, we'll take it to Pick'ems.
It's all about the game, you fall like the rest. Your failure is my success. It's all about control. We make it. I will deliver the pain, you can't take it. I'm in control.
All right, Jeff, are you sure you want to take us to Pick'ems?
I don't. Can we just...
Really? Uh-oh.
Jeff was 0-5.
My strategy did not work.
Fuck.
My strategy did not work.
And unfortunately, I think I went with him a lot.
Yeah, you were... Well, you were 2-3.
Okay.
You were definitely better. I went 4-1.
Wow.
My only loss was fucking Oakland.
Oakland played
Kansas City. Yeah, you were the only one to take Kansas City. That was one of your wins. And yeah, Jeff had nobody. So I was the only one that had Washington. I was the only one that had Atlanta, who lost but covered.
But covered, yeah.
I was the only one who had Dallas.
And
then Damon, you and I had Jacksonville.
They played
Chicago, the Bears. The Bears should never be favored over anybody.
No. All right.
I'm not going to talk about the others only because...
You're 0-5.
No. It doesn't matter. I mean, I didn't catch Pick'ems from Preston Allen, Fuck the Falcons, Zano, A-Rod. So it's rare if that many people would not have played. So I'm going to give y'all a little... I'm putting you on notice. If you didn't play last week, let us know and we'll just keep the results as they are.
But be honest.
You did play. Well, they just retweet it. Like, go back and retweet the actual deal. So you can't lie.
Okay.
But retweet it, and I'll go ahead and do it. And then so we'll do a 2-week catch up next time. But everybody else, I did getch.
You did getch?
I getched. GATC.
You getched him?
I getched him. I getched it.
That's
just like.
That's nasty.
I getched it. Just like Kobe Fleener getched Willie Snead's pass.
First week, we've got our second London game of the year. The New York Giants coming off a late win today against the LA Rams. the Rams.
Oh, wow. Case Keenum Rams.
Yeah, Case Keenum had a good day today, but the Rams still lost. The Giants coming off a win. This game is in London. The Rams are technically the home team, but they're getting three.
I'm going to go with the Rams, the Giants. And I tell you why. Because they talk about jet lag. The Rams have to go halfway around the world, just about. You know, they have to go across America, then across the ocean. At least the Giants are already on the East Coast. So I don't know. I'm going to take the Rams. And I know they're going to be, they get there a week before or whatever.
You mean you're going to take the Giants?
The Giants, yeah, I say the Rams.
Yeah, I'm going to take Giants as well.
I'm taking the Giants. I'm taking the Giants as well. Okay.
Giants. You also, well. Final answer. Okay. For that reason, but I'm going to also.
Well, then hold on. If Jeff is taking the Giants, I want to switch my. I want to switch what I'm taking.
Well, I mean, look, the Rams were in Detroit, so they'll probably just go straight to London from Detroit. Right. They're not going to go back to L.A. So it's not going to be as much of a.
I think the Giants, I don't know. I think they're a very. I still think that they're a good team. I don't know.
Odell Beckham. I'm taking Odell Beckham.
Well, and Eli, you know, I think they're all right. They're very they're a solid, mediocre team. And I don't believe in the Rams.
All right, I'm also taking the Giants. That's three for three of the Giants. Our next game, the Washington Redskins, coming off a win today at home against Philly. At the Detroit Lions, who Detroit beat the Rams today by 3. This game is in Detroit, and they're favored by
the Giants.
Detroit's favored by 1.5.
Wait, who'd you say? Washington at Philly? Washington's at Detroit.
Washington at Detroit. Washington beat Philly this week.
Okay, and Detroit's getting 3?
No.
1.
Jesus. Detroit is favored by 1.5. I don't know how you got 3 out of that.
Wait, what? Because you're all over the map with this one.
13-70. No,
I'm not Washington over the map. In Washington and D.C.?
Seattle's playing Detroit?
Washington State's playing Detroit. Washington, the Oregon?
All right, start it. Washington's playing Detroit. And Detroit is giving
1.5.
Oh, my God.
Okay, 1.5.
Can we just get to the balls?
Right. I'll go first. I am going to go with Washington here. They won 4 in a row. I believe they go 5 in a row.
Wow. Especially the fact that they're getting the points. I agree with you. Washington, like Minnesota, might actually have a squad.
Yeah, I think I have picked against Washington every time that you've thrown them out there, Jason. And I
did it last week.
That. Yep. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to go with Washington.
Wow. I really threw you off that Detroit scent. It's interesting. All right. Next game. Probably the game of the week. New England at Pittsburgh. New England coming off a big win today. Tom Brady's homecoming at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh lost today. Shockingly, Pittsburgh lost to the Dolphins. Now, Roethlisberger got hurt. I don't know what his injury status is right now.
What kind of injury was it?
It was a knee injury, I think.
That snake looks delicious. What part do you think I'm about to eat?
Basically, a snake don't have parts. But if I had to call it anything, I would say it's his knee.
That's funny. That's funny. So I don't know Roethlisberger's status, but right now Pittsburgh's getting 2.5 at home.
Damn. All right, I'll go first on this one. I'm going to take New England because I'm not stupid.
Yes, I'm going New England also.
I'm going to make it a clean sweep.
Yeah.
Wow. So far, nobody's stepping out.
That's crazy. I really – okay. Y'all are scared. All right, our next game.
Well, how are we scared? We've all gone before you. I mean, which one?
No, I'll pick Washington first. That was the only one.
Damon was first on the first game. I went first, and we're still on. Right,
so just listen to what I'm saying.
What the fuck, man? Are you a fucking idiot? Where did you learn to fucking spell it?
All right, my little angel, we're going to spell the word for you again, and you're going to tell Grandpa what we spelled. All right, here we go.
Okay.
And Sammy, you keep your fucking trap shut.
Consider it done.
All right, I'm Horace. Come on. All right. Seattle at Arizona. Seattle.
Oh, that's something Saints fan UK can do. Whores.
Yeah.
Seattle at where?
Seattle at Arizona. Seattle coming off a win against the Falcons. Arizona is playing tomorrow night against the Jets, so we don't know what Arizona has done. This game is in Arizona, and the Cardinals are favored by a point and a half.
Okay. Look, I mean, these are division rivals that have been Arizona has played very well over the, you know, since they've moved into the AFC or NFC.
West.
Whatever. Although Carson Palmer, a little iffy this year.
Yeah, yeah. Arizona has definitely not been the team, but it's a division game.
Right.
And who's getting the points? Arizona?
Arizona is... No, I'm sorry. Arizona's favored at home, but only by a point and a half.
Only by a point and a half.
It's as though Vegas knows what they're doing.
Yeah, I'll... But Seattle doesn't throw me either. I mean, maybe I should go with the home team.
I'll go first. I'm gonna take Seattle. They're 4-1. Arizona's 2-3.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Okay, I'll take Seattle too.
All right, give me Arizona.
Seattle beat the Falcons today.
Yeah, they did. The Falcons have a good team. I hate to say, but they did lose, so that makes me happy.
That's right.
Well, what did Tampa Bay have off?
Yeah, they had a bye week this week.
Okay.
Speaking of the Succoneers, our shooting game of the week.
Here we go. Piece of shit card. I got a piece of shit card. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far. My car's a
big... The Tampa Bay Succoneers at the San Francisco Giants.
And that's your favorite team outside of the Saints. Yeah, we got some work to do. Don't worry.
I'm sorry, not the San Francisco Giants, the San Francisco 49ers.
We didn't even catch that.
I was in baseball mode.
We didn't catch that.
The 49ers got destroyed by the Bills today, 45-60.
I love it. No, I was in the dome again for 5 fucking hours. But so I didn't get to watch. Who are you, Jeff? Jason?
I was in there.
And Jeff doesn't know shit, so never mind. I just wondered how Capper shit played.
Oh, I didn't watch any of it.
Well, they lost 45-16.
So how good could he possibly play?
Right.
All right, but... But it might not have been his fault, but I'm sure it was. That's why he was on the bench.
I wonder if he used a helmet the size of Lord Helmet from Spaceballs because of his hair.
Before you die, there is something you should know about us, Lone Star.
What?
I am your father's, brother's, nephew's, cousin's former roommate.
What's that make us?
Absolutely nothing. Which is what you are about to become.
The second
this game is in San Francisco, and San Francisco is getting 2 points at home.
Wow.
Against the Buccaneers.
Yeah, against Tampa.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to take the Buccaneers and, you know, Jamie Winston. He's a much better quarterback than Colin Kaepernick, but then again, who isn't?
I'm going to take Tampa Bay as well.
All right, I am going to buck the system, and I'm going to take the points. Strictly because it's a home dog.
All right. Okay. So y'all are the only two that have gone out on the limb.
Well, somebody. Well, we can't be identical.
The lone wolf.
Right. Yep. All right. Let's jump in. Let's jump into Saints preview. All right, before we get into Saints preview, I do have one quick...
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Drew Brees today set an NFL record with his 15th career 400-yard passing game. Throwing for 465 yards against the Panthers, right? And so him and Peyton Manning had been tied with 14 entering week 6. And now Drew Brees is the sole owner of that record. Also, this is the Drew Brees is the second quarterback to throw for 450 yards against the Panthers in their last 3 games. And the Panthers had allowed 0 450-yard passers in their first 339 games in team history.
Well, clearly, Panthers, and no one deserves this more than Panthers fans. You know, they are a bandwagon lot of a pus and cocksuckers.
Oh, keep pounding!
Of NASCAR watchers.
Keep pouting? You mean keep pouting?
Yeah, that too.
Keep pouting. They're not pounding, they're pouting. How dare they use the word of the great Sam Mills, who belonged to us anyway. That don't even get me started with that. Fuck Carolina. Fuck Cam Newton. Y'all suck. Y'all went 1-15. Wouldn't it be wonderful if they went
1-14?
They're not going 1-15.
No, they're not. Cause they have. But it would be cool if they did.
Okay. Yep. So, Saints preview. We are playing against the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City, and your Dome Patrol podcast will be there for the game. Let's first, before we talk about us, let's talk about the Saints and the Chiefs. Are we going to win this game?
And the Chiefs did win today, but they are beatable. You know, I mean, the injuries for us, it worries me because I think Moore got hurt today.
Yeah.
So he's getting an MRI. I'm not too thrilled about that. I mean, I didn't expect Armstead to be out today. Again, and he was out today, and then Pete, who has been playing well, Pete got hurt today too.
Yeah,
we had Tony Stills have to come in, so that would worry me if both Pete and Armstead are both out next week. But yeah. Look, they're without Justin Houston, their big pass rusher. So, you know, I mean, look, if the offense can protect Breeze, they can move the ball, they can score enough points to win, and our defense, you know. Obviously, outside of the pass interference calls, the defense played pretty well today, especially against the run. And that's what Kansas City does well, is run the ball well. So if we can stop them there, this game is definitely winnable. Definitely winnable. Especially, I mean, look, we're on 2 in a row now. I mean, we got to win next week, and you're back to 3-3. I mean,
back to 500, man. That's
right.
And we always get to 500. Right, we all get to 500.
We're on a winning streak.
Yep.
Not quite a streak yet, but...
Well, according to Major League, we are.
Yeah.
Getting there. So, yes, look, they can definitely win this game. I mean, it's still, you know, Kansas City's got, I guess, Jamal Charles is back, but he's not 100% Jamal Charles. They're still using Spencer Ware, which I think Ware ran the ball pretty well today. But again, today they came off a bye, and Andy Reid is like 17-2.
But again,
off
keep in mind,
after a bye,
they played Oakland, who I believe Oakland is a phantom. They came into this phantom 4-1. I mean, again, remember Oakland is 4-2. Their net point differential is -11. Okay, so they're not like we've said. I think I said it in last week's pickups. Oakland's games are pretty much like 1 point.
So are ours, in case you haven't noticed.
This is true.
Ours are too.
Yeah.
And
Kansas City's net point differential is 7. So they're tight games too. So I have to predict that this is going to be a very close game.
What is our net point differential?
We are -13. We're worse than all of them.
Well, that's because Atlanta put a pretty good ass whooping on us.
Yeah.
You know, that game was the only real ass whipping. Obviously, all the other ones, the Raiders were a point.
And the difference is that Oakland and Kansas City both have winning records. We have a losing record. We should have a negative net point differential.
Yeah, if it went for that fucking block punt. I mean, that block field goal. I mean, that was...
Yeah.
You know? And a bullshit call against Oakland. Yeah, I mean, that's it. Those two.
Right. Yeah, yeah. But look,
Panthers points today.
And look, I mean, can we beat them 100%? We can. This offense can beat anybody. And again, the defense, I like them. I like the defense. They're young. They're scrappy.
They've been playing better considering our injury woes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every week, this defense will get a little better. You know, it's not going to be the 85 Bears. Okay. But
it's not even going to be the 89 Bears.
Not going to be the 09 Saints.
He's got to get a few turnovers, and it can be.
That's right. Getting better. We're getting
a couple of turnovers.
Again, I'm just wondering, and I think Carolina saw something while they kept doing it. But we seem to be playing a lot of man with no over the top help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a big. I don't know.
I don't know. Bird's kind of like way over the top.
Yeah, I guess that's
Bird is still gonna. Even though the game's in Kansas City, Bird is still gonna play from Gerrard Street.
Still gonna play on Gerrard Street.
Yeah. Well, good. Good for him.
Until he catches.
Right, he's gonna be having barbecue somewhere in Kansas City while the game's going on.
Right.
Hey, I don't blame him. It's gonna be good.
So now let's talk about us. We're going to be there, and for the people who care and want to listen and or watch, I think Fuck the Falcons gave us a great idea. We're gonna Periscope ourselves. So what that means is the times that we feel like talking. We're just going to go live, and we're going to talk, and you can talk back to us, and it's going to be a live stream with us for wherever we are. It might be in the car for 10 minutes, 15, you know, whatever. It might be
the bathroom, taking a shit.
Right. It could be anywhere.
Please
it could
don't.
Be at the game. I don't know. You know, whatever it's going to be. So, but that's not going to be recorded, and you won't be able to listen to it on the show, for example. And then we'll do we will record a show that will be, you know, our traditional show. Maybe after the game, but we will do our experience will be live video feed.
Okay, so what you're telling people is if you don't have Periscope, go get Periscope.
Yeah, go ahead and
if you don't,
download the app.
Right. If you don't know what Periscope is, figure it out.
Yeah. If you don't know, just go to your app store, search for Periscope, download it, and make sure you're following us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast, because what it'll do is it'll alert you on Twitter when we're live.
Tune in, friends, alert. Tune in, friends, alert.
Where was he today?
I believe several times that I called for Coon and Friends, and they didn't give it to us. So, you know, we're saving them for the road. Yeah. We're going to get a big Coon and Friends game next week, and it's going to be awesome. That'll be fun.
Be on the lookout from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
We're also, and if any of our listeners are going to be in Kansas City, hit us up and let us know where you're going to be. We'll see. I figure we'll definitely go eat barbecue at, was it KC Joe's or Joe's KC or whatever? That place with the burnt ends.
Right.
It's definitely the place, you know, like place I want to go. And then,
what's a burnt end?
Oh, you'll find out.
You'll find out. He's going to make your end red.
Yep, that's right. I'm going to burn that
burn.
Shit.
You're going to spank your little bottom and make it red.
I'm nervous. All right.
And then LSU plays Ole Miss, the Butters of the SEC, so I'm sure we could find a place to watch that game Saturday night. Mm-hmm. That should be fun.
All right, then.
But I'm excited for this trip. Final thought, I'm excited to travel up to Kansas City. We're two wins in a row. This will be my fourth game in a row. I would like to bring home another win. Road games are fun, especially when you win. So I'm excited for Kansas City.
All right, Damon, final thought.
Well, I'm just curious. So we won't do another show until after we come back from Kansas City.
Or Jason, bring the microphone. We might record Sunday night while we wait for The Walking Dead.
You're right. We could either record it Sunday night or the drive on Monday.
But we're not going to be able to do it to the drive. There's going to be too much ambient noise. I mean,
the road. So bring the microphone. We could do a live recording in the room.
But I mean, it kind of adds to the atmosphere, right?
No.
On the drive back, if we win, like we get our road episode.
No, nobody wants to hear. Damon, don't worry about it. The music will cover it up.
Yeah.
That is all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. Be sure if you don't follow us, you need to start following us if you want to watch us on Periscope. If you don't listen to us on iTunes, Android, or Google Play, there is the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
Dadgum.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Cam Newton donkeys.
Good night, Hoodat Nation.
Like the road that you travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door. We're